Once upon a time, there was a boy named Josh. He lived in Argentina. He had two stepbrothers who were very mean to him. He had to pick up dog poop. They made him wash the clothes. They made him cook dinner, start the fire, cut down trees. If he didn't do it right away, he'd be kicked out of the house. One day, there was a soccer party. Josh really, really, really wanted to go to the soccer party, but the stepdad wouldn't let him go, but everybody got to go except Josh. That night, when everyone went to the soccer party, they had a good time. The world's greatest soccer player was staying in Argentina for a week. That night, Josh went out of his house into a cave. There he found a jaguar. Then the jaguar said hello. Josh got very scared. He wanted to run away. The jaguar wouldn't let him. He said, "I'm your fairy godmother." Josh said, "Well, can you make me be able to go to the soccer party with soccer gear?" The jaguar said, "Yes, I can," and bit Josh's leg. The jaguar said, "Be back at your house by 12 o'clock or you're torn back into your old clothes." Josh went back to your house at 12 o'clock or you're torn back into your old clothes. Josh went off to the soccer party. There he met the world's greatest goal soccer player. They played on the same soccer team. They did very good teamwork. He asked the champion soccer player what time she said almost 12 o'clock. Then Josh ran back to his house right away. When the stepdad and stepbrothers got home, they said there was such a good soccer player. He ran off before it was 12 o'clock. Nobody knows his name. The stepdad said maybe he will show up if there's another soccer party. Josh asked, "Was the soccer player a boy? Because I know the world's greatest soccer player is a girl." Stepdad said yes. The soccer player who played with the world's greatest soccer player was a boy. Josh said, "If there's another party, I bet you won't let me go." The stepdad said, "Yeah, you're right, stepdad, I shouldn't be able to go. I had so much fun staying home last night." The next night, they checked the mail. It said there was another soccer party. That night, they checked the mail. It said there was another soccer party. That night, the stepdad and two stepbrothers went to the soccer party. Josh went back to the cave where the jaguar was. Josh said, "Hello, fairy godmother. There's another soccer party. Can I have all the stuff I had last time so I can go to the soccer party?" "Well, let's go to soccer." She bit his leg. He went off to the soccer party. He saw the world's greatest soccer player. He did very good teamwork again, but this time he went off at exactly the same time as last time. He got back before his stepdad. When his stepdad got home, he said, "Did you have a good time?" The stepdad said, "Yes, I did. That mystery boy who came last time came again and did exactly the same thing." The next night, there was no soccer party because the champion soccer player was deciding whether to have another soccer party. She said, "Yes, I will have another soccer party, and this time I'll ask the mystery boy his name." That night, Josh went to his fairy godmother's cave. He said, "Hello, fairy godmother." She was hiding on the ceiling. Then she jumped down and landed on her feet. She said, "Hello, Josh, another soccer party you want to go to?" Josh said, "Yes." The fairy godmother said, "You have to keep your cleats with you. Make sure your stepdad and stepbrothers don't know that you have them." He went off to the soccer party. Josh met the world's greatest soccer player again for the third time. This time, when they were playing, Josh did a really, really hard kick. His cleat flew off his foot. Then he saw the world's greatest soccer. He saw the the clock strike 12 and went off back to his house. He remembered to keep his cleats safe with him, but when he was going to put them away in his closet, he was missing one. The next night, the world's champion soccer player said, "I will put up a poster that says whoever's foot will fit in this cleat will be my husband." That night, the world's greatest soccer player came to Josh's house. Josh said, "The world's greatest soccer player said, do you have any boys living in your house?" The stepdad said, "Yes, I do." She tried it on one, but it didn't fit. She tried it on another, but it didn't fit. She tried it on Josh, and it fit perfectly. The stepdad and stepbrothers were so surprised that it was Josh. The world's greatest soccer player, and Josh lived happily ever after.